Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello, and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to get you up to date with what's happening in our region and beyond. It's day 101 without a state budget here in Pennsylvania, and Governor Josh Shapiro has some thoughts about that. And the Department of State says, actually, Luzerne County is to blame for an issue with duplicate mail-in ballots. The county pinned the blame on the state earlier this week. It's Thursday, October 9th. Let's get into it. First, a story from central Pennsylvania today. LGBT centers across Pennsylvania are struggling to keep their doors open as federal funding dries up and donors cut support. As Jordan Wilkie reports for WVIA, the national trend is being felt in Harrisburg, where the local LGBT center opened its permanent location just last year.
The LGBT Center of Central Pennsylvania has already cut expenses, merging spaces with another program and putting the center's housing support on hold until the new year. Amber Barnes, who leads the center, says they're trying to cover a $300,000 hole left by federal grants cut or lost in the last year, under the presidencies of both Joe Biden and Donald Trump. But Barnes says Trump's administration is posing a particular challenge to LGBT centers, citing Trump's signing of executive orders banning federal funding to programs that serve transgender people or support diversity and inclusion.
It feels more important now than, you know, even a year or 2 years ago that the LGBT center exists. And we are at definite peril in the next 365 days.
Central Pennsylvania's LGBT Center offers a food bank, sexual health and education resources, and an array of social programs.
That was Jordan Wilkie reporting. All right, back to Luzerne County now. The state department that oversees elections says to blame Luzerne County for 31 voters getting two mail-in ballots for the upcoming election. WVIA's Boris Krautchenyuk has the details.
The State Department of State says Luzerne County screwed up and printed duplicate labels for mailing ballots to 31 voters. In a statement, the department, which oversees state elections, says the county inadvertently and incorrectly generated duplicate mailing labels. The department says it only happened in Luzerne County, and the department is not to blame. County officials on Tuesday blamed the state voter registry for mistakenly producing two mail-in ballots for the voters. They immediately canceled the extra ballots and handed over information to help the department figure out what happened. The department says the county made the mistake. County elections officials could not be immediately reached for comment on Wednesday. I'm Boris Krautchenyuk, WVIA News.
Find more of this story at WVIA.org. Stay with us. We'll talk about the state budget after this break.
You know WVIA as your arts, news, and information station. It's time to add local sports to the list. Get ready for Sports Voices, a new feature where we partner with Fox 56 TV sports director Bob Ide to discuss the latest local sports news from around Northeast and Central Pennsylvania. We'll look ahead to the week's key games in high school sports, collegiate athletics, and more. Tune in to WVIA-FM at 7:51 and 9:51 a.m. every Friday morning.
Welcome back. So, Wednesday was the 100th day of the state budget impasse. Yet, lawmakers appear no closer to reaching a deal. As Jackson White reports for WVIA, frustrations are mounting in the Capitol.
Senate Majority Leader Joe Pittman might have summed up lawmakers' budget action Wednesday best.
What has occurred today in this building has done nothing to move this process forward.
House Democrats, with the blessing of Governor Josh Shapiro, passed a more than $50 billion spending plan. It's a slight reduction to their pitch from July, but it maintains much of the public education spending they've advocated for. Senate Republicans said they hadn't given their stamp of approval on that bill. They reiterated their proposal for a budget at last year's $47.6 billion plan. Both chambers left Harrisburg without a voting session scheduled next week. Either chamber could return to the Capitol with a 24-hour notice when a budget deal is reached. In Harrisburg, I'm Jackson White.
Thanks to Jackson White for that update. And Governor Josh Shapiro was in Lackawanna County on Wednesday as that milestone passed, and he had a lot to say about who's to blame. WVIA's Boris Krauchinuk is back with more.
Governor Josh Shapiro called himself frustrated as he lashed out at the state Senate Wednesday for failing to finish work on the month's overdue state budget. Wednesday was the 100th day without a new budget, and Shapiro used a Lackawanna County appearance to place blame on the state senators.
I mean, I introduced my budget 246 days ago. The state Senate has only bothered to come to work 32 days out of that 246. I don't know too many of you who would get paid full time for only showing up for work 32 days.
WVIA could not immediately reach state Senate Republican leaders. Shapiro proposed the budget in February. The House passed a version in July, the Senate in August, but there's no agreement on a single version, and that's the problem. The lack of a budget has stopped the flow of state money to local governments to pay for salaries, equipment, and services. They've begun borrowing to make up the difference. Republicans say the Democratic governor wants to spend too much. They say the governor wants to tap the state's rainy day fund when it's not really a rainy day. Shapiro called the differences stalling a final budget minuscule.
We also are sitting in Pennsylvania on an $11 billion surplus. There's no excuses anymore. They got to do their job. At some point, your state senator and the entire state Senate have to show up for work and just do their jobs. That's the hangup. They haven't wanted to do their job. They're playing politics. Hopefully that'll change here in the next few days. The differences are minuscule.
I'm Boris Krauchinuk, WVIA News.
All right. We'll keep that story updated at WVIA.org. Otherwise, I hope you're feeling all caught up. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Remember, if you want to stay in the know, subscribe and listen every weekday wherever you get your favorite podcasts. One more day until the weekend. Enjoy your Thursday, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.